In front of City Hall on Tuesday, a green flag was raised, marking more than a moment of recognition, but a call to action. Members of the Transplant Advocate Association gathered to mark Green Shirt Day and Be a Donor Month with a flag-raising and proclamation ceremony. The organization works year-round to raise awareness about the urgent need for organ and tissue donation, and as a support network for transplant recipients, donors, and their loved ones throughout the region. April is a particularly meaningful time for the group. Green Shirt Day, observed April 7th across Canada, honors Logan Boulay, the young hockey player whose decision to become an organ donor saved six lives after he and several of his teammates died in the tragic 2018 Humboldt Broncos bus crash. Logan's story encouraged more than 150,000 Canadians to register as organ donors, more than ever before arising from just one event. April is also Be a Donor Month, celebrated annually to bring awareness to the need for organ and tissue donation in Ontario and to inspire people who are not currently registered to do so. Mayor Brian Patterson was present to read the official proclamation for Green Shirt Day and Be a Donor Month in the City of Kingston.
I, Mayor Brian Patterson, on behalf of Kingston City Council, hereby proclaim the month of April to be a Donor Month and April 7th, 2026 as Green Shirt Day in the City of Kingston, and I hereby encourage all Kingstonians to be organ donors in their community. Thank you very much.
This year's Be a Donor Month comes as over 1,700 Ontarians are currently waiting for life-saving organ transplants. And every 3 days, someone dies waiting. Thousands more are waiting for life-restoring tissue transplants. Just one organ donor can save up to 8 lives and enhance the lives of up to 75 others through tissue donation. The Trillium Gift of Life Network reports that while more than 90% of eligible Ontarians indicate that they are in favor of organ donation, only 35% are registered to be organ donors. At the ceremony, TAA members, including President Simon Labette, shared their stories and encouraged others to ensure they're registered.
My wife, Celine Labette, who you will hear about more from Teresa later today, had a double lung transplant in 2005 and had 21 years of extra life because of one donor's decision. And if today does anything, it reminds us all of the power we each have to support, to connect, to say yes to something that can truly change lives. Please register as a donor, just like Logan Boulay did. Thank you very much.
Natalie Witten with Kingston Health Sciences Center's Kidney Transplant Program also spoke to the impact of donation.
Spreading the word and talking about organ donation and transplant with your families and friends truly does make a difference. And we're lucky enough to be able to be witness to that in every day at work. So thank you so much.
For those gathered, the ceremony was a reminder that one decision can save many lives. Ontarians can register online by visiting beadonor.ca or in person at any Service Ontario Centre when renewing their license or health card. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.